Washington state legislators are considering levying a 37.5 cent a gallon tax on refined blended fuel exported to other states, including Alaska. That would affect some 30 million gallons of fuel coming into the state, and Alaska's legislators are fighting back.
Well, it has a huge impact. Most of the fuel comes into southeast, but certainly a lot of it into western Alaska, and they shouldn't be paying more.
That's House Speaker Mike Chenault, who today introduced a bill that would tax all crude oil sent to Washington refineries, where about 70% of Alaska production is sent. He says his bill is a signal that the state wants to have a conversation with Washington lawmakers to make sure they understand the effects of their tax proposal.
I don't want to start a war, but certainly I wasn't the one that threw the first bill out there either. This is not the avenue that we think that they should go forward with to balance their budget, not on the backs of Alaska citizens.
But Washington faces a $9 billion deficit this year. The new tax on exported fuel is sponsored by Representative Jim Moeller from West Vancouver. He says his state is looking for new revenue, and there's a focus on transportation and exports.
There actually seems to be a few dollars there that we can help keep people working and help build some of our infrastructure up so that when the economy does turn around, we can actually be in a position to take advantage of that.
The tax is not an entirely new idea. About 3 years ago, Washington legislators attempted to pass a similar bill that would add a tax to exported cargo containers. Haynes Republican Bill Thomas and Juneau Democrat Beth Kurtula pushed back and stopped the bill that could have cost Alaska as much as $66 million per year.